On the line, we are joined by our political analyst, Mr. Gakwe Mashego. Welcome to the Rise FM Drive, sir.
Good afternoon to you and to Rise FM Drive listeners.
Baba Nancy, Minister of Home Affairs, Minister under the GNU government, he calls his move a historic move to sign an agreement with Ukraine. Ukuthi sebangakwazi ukungena eSouth Africa visa free, uyabala ukuthi labo lenhlobo yama passport akufuna ukuthi babe nawo ukuze ba qualify for this. Ipenda siphi isithombe lena agreement ngayo iGNU?
Well, I think what is being painted here is that's a continuation of a trend whereby the value of a country's passport is based on how many countries you can enter visa-free. And it works best when it is reciprocal. If Ukrainians who hold diplomatic, business passports, and study passports can enter in South Africa free of visa-free, now we need to see a reciprocal gesture on the part of Ukrainians. But I think this really paints a bleak picture, not too bleak though, but a very dodgy picture, given the fact that you must remember when Cyril Ramaphosa went to Ukraine last year, that his presidential delegation was refused entry into Ukraine, into Poland, because they had allies in Poland. And Poland is a close ally of Ukraine in its war against Russia.
Yes.
Now, the treatment that the delegation of the president, which is a high-level delegation, was subjected to was the president traveled without his security team. Now, the reward to Ukraine, which was complicit in that, is to travel visa-free. It really smacks of, I wouldn't say cowardice, but I think it needs to raise suspicions because the minister that is in Home Affairs is one of those people who have always stood by Ukraine, the party, and always believed South Africa's position towards Russia has always been flawed. But equally, we must understand that, if I'm not mistaken, I think South Africans have a visa-free regime with Russia. So which means he probably is trying to balance the scale when it comes to Ukraine, because Russians enjoy that privilege, and he's trying to really get Ukrainians, who are one of those people this party supports, to also fall into that privilege.
The timing of this agreement, we just came from the BRICS conference, and right after it, we are then signing this agreement. Do you think phone calls could be coming from BRICS countries saying, guys, what are you doing? Knowing that one of the BRICS countries, being Russia, is in conflict with the very same country we are trying to soften relationships with.
Yeah, there might be conversations, because you must remember that the leader of the Democratic Alliance, Justin Hazen, even raised an eyebrow last week when Cyril Ramaphosa mentioned Russia as an important ally of South Africa. And while he's still talking about that, now you hear the minister saying that there's going to be this agreement that Ukrainians are going to be allowed to enter visa-free. But one of the things we need to understand is that the Minister of Foreign Affairs is an ANC minister, and things of visas and movement of people, the Minister of Home Affairs from the DA can make all those proclamations, but at the end of the day, the ratifying of that needs to be at cabinet level, and there also needs to be to get the approval of the Department of the International Relations. If the relations says it doesn't have an internal capacity to process that regime, that number of people coming in visa-free, that is not going to happen. So I think, in a way, the DA is trying to save face, because Cyril Ramaphosa did not withdraw his statement about Russia being an important ally. And now they're trying to really redeem themselves by saying, but we can actually do something that is equal to that, which is like they are trying to throw the same punch as Cyril Ramaphosa. But at the end of the day, I think this is just a proclamation that can only be valid if DECO says it can go ahead and his cabinet signs on it, of which we know cabinet now is owned by Helen Zille. It's being chaired by the president, and anything can happen. But I don't think, I think this is a trans match, but I don't think there's going to be a derailment from it.
Could we be expecting more of such type of decisions, which causes, you know, go to spag and left eye to say, what's going on here? Could this be a trend between ANC DA ministers?
There's always been a trend. Let me tell you something that many people don't realize, and that is quite a fact. South Africa announced, I think a couple of years ago, that they were not going to, the AC government announced that it was not going to allow dual citizenship for South Africans. And you must understand the majority of white people in South Africa actually have dual citizenship. But the moment it raised it, guess where the objection came from? It came from the South African Jewish Board of Deputies, because they felt that they thought that decision was going to target the Jews in South Africa, or the Zionists who want to hold dual citizenship of South Africa and that of Israel. Now, the ANC, I think it reneged a little bit on that, because I'm not sure they're still proceeding with the issue of refusing to have dual citizenship. But there is an act here which is about foreign assistance, which is about foreign military assistance to say a South African cannot go and serve in a foreign army without the permission of government. We now know that there are more than 200, more than 100 South Africans that are serving with the Israeli army, and some of them are snipers. And we keep on hearing government saying they are going to be prosecuted, they are going to be prosecuted. And guess what? I can assure you they are not going to be prosecuted. Why? Not because of a GNU, but because the very same ANC that has been forced into a GNU has indicated since 1994 that it did not actually have the backbone to confront the Western powers where they are becoming hypocritical. So this is a time of hypocrisy. We might have ministers of the DA making announcements. And at the end of the day, the ANC has never had the backbone when it was governing with a majority between 1999 and 2004. And I doubt it's going to have a backbone now when it's governing with a minority.
Mr. Mashego, we really appreciate your time. We always love hearing from you. We'll be talking to you soon.
Thank you.